Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Your Age Is Not Your Cage with Carla Allen. Today, I am chatting with Kelly Combe. I came across Kelly recently on an Instagram post. I think it was Women Who Lift Weights. And I was intrigued immediately by her bubbly, encouraging personality and her daily motivational fitness reels on her Instagram page. It's just so fun to watch her and to watch as she's growing and learning. And I especially love she does these challenges on there. Sometimes it's a dance challenge or a plank challenge. And I love that. I just love the enthusiasm that she brings to fitness. And Kelly is a mom to three boys. She has lost over 80 pounds over the years. She's pursuing her dream of being a personal trainer, and she's inspiring people every day on her social media. But most importantly, too, she is a breast cancer survivor. And I like to say a breast cancer thriver. She is doing amazing. She is going to do great things. And I cannot wait to see what's next for Kelly. So I just encourage you to give her a follow. Everything will be in the show notes. And let's just welcome Kelly to the show. So let's welcome our guest, Kelly Combe, to the show today. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me so much.
I'm so excited about having you on here. And I discovered you recently, not that long ago, through Instagram. And I was just so intrigued by you and so intrigued by your page and inspired, and then learned a little bit more of your story. And I'm like, I have to have Kelly on just to share about herself and the things she's doing. And so I'm excited to hear from you. And so as we start, let's kind of just talk about your history. You've shared several things. And so share a little bit about you, your history with, I know you've mentioned being overweight before and exercise. Just kind of share some things with the listeners on your journey with all of this.
Sure. So when I was younger, I was the typical chubby kid. You know, I was the cute one with the little cheeks and, you know, the pot belly and all of that. Like, since I was so young, I've always been like that. And then, you know, as a teenager, it wasn't as cute. People didn't pinch the cheeks. People didn't touch the belly, you know, and I got into sports in high school. So that helped a little bit. But really, like, I've just kind of been overweight my entire life. It's just been something that is normal for me, you know. My parents were never like super thin either. So I don't know. It's not necessarily genetic, but I do know that, you know, it's just kind of the way that we were growing up. And so after high school, after sports, kind of started gaining weight again, because, you know, if you don't do much exercise or anything like that, or eat appropriately because you're in college and you have no money, then you just start gaining the weight right back. And by the time I had graduated college, I was obese, I believe, in the obese category again. And I didn't really discover exercise. I kind of tried like half-heartedly, like not much. It's just one of those things that I didn't like to work hard. I was, you know, when you're young, you're busy with everything. I'm so busy. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to make nice meals. I don't have time to exercise, you know, things like that. So I ended up having babies, and I have three sons, and I had all three of them within 3 years of each other. So it was a lot. It was a lot on my body. And I just kind of ended up gaining weight with every pregnancy. And by the time I was done having babies, I was morbidly obese, and I had a lot of depression about it. I had a lot of anxiety about it. You know, it was one of those things where I didn't realize until I got to that point how unhappy I was about it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where the decision to regain my health began.
Wow. And so, okay. So on with all that said, I know that you've mentioned before, that it was like an 80 pound journey. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. So, I mean, walk us through, you made that decision. So obviously, you know, I'm big on mindset, and and getting our mind wrapped around that. So obviously, I feel like you had to get the mindset to know, I am going to do this. I want to do this. And believing in yourself that you could do it is what I'm thinking. It might not be accurate in that way, but you can share more on that. But kind of just share then, what did you do? How did you make this work? Because I know for a lot of moms, they get discouraged and frustrated in this phase that they're in of life, especially with little bitties, and they want to be doing things and taking care of themselves, and whether it's going to the gym or what, and they just can't make it work. And I've always tried to encourage in that season of life to just embrace where you're at, do what you can in little increments, and it will come, but to just embrace the journey you're at with your kids now. But so you've come to then that place in your life where you made that decision. What did that look like?
So it was 2017 and it was a New Year's resolution. But in the past, I had gone up and down and up and down, and I had tried all the diets and the exercise fads and all the things. I tried Zumba, I tried spinning, I tried just plain aerobics, like 80s style. I had tried everything, right? And I think where I went wrong before 2017 is that I was doing things that I didn't like, but I was doing them anyway to lose weight. So it wasn't like I was doing something that I enjoyed. I was doing it like it was a chore, you know? And so nutrition as well. Like, I was eating foods that I know that are healthy for you. So like, for instance, sweet potatoes. I think sweet potatoes are disgusting. It's not my thing. I know a lot of people love them. I just don't like them. So I was eating them anyway and like choking them down. But then as soon as I hit the wedding or the vacation or the thing that I was trying to lose weight for, I was like, peace to sweet potatoes. I'm not doing this anymore. You know? So in 2017, what ended up happening was it was a New Year's resolution. Not the first time I did a New Year's resolution, but I found Bikini Body Mommy, actually. That was her programs helped me lose almost all of my weight. I lost 50 pounds the first year, and it was all with her programs. It was amazing. And one of her programs came with a meal plan. And I was like, well, let's try this meal plan. The food looks kind of good. I'm going to try it. So it was a different way of eating for me. It wasn't the classic Greek yogurt, sweet potatoes, you know, all the things that you're supposed to eat, but like aren't really great. Yeah. And so I tried it and it worked. And I enjoyed the food and I enjoyed the exercise. And I really think like now, I try to tell everyone, because people are always saying, what did you do? What did you do? And I'm like, I can tell you what I did, but I recommend finding something that you love, because you're not going to necessarily lose weight if you don't love it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be your way of life. It's just going to be a temporary thing, you know, trying to lose weight for a vacation or a wedding or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
it's such a good point. And I want to make sure that we don't miss that, because as you said that, it's finding what it is you enjoy, because I, like you, have done so many different classes and exercises and eating. And if you don't enjoy it and you're not enjoying the food, it's not going to be sustainable. You're not going to stick with it. And I think that's why it's so important that you brought that up, because it is. And it doesn't have to look like the normal. Your exercise, your things that you do could be outside of the box and could be, I'm trying to think of something that's a little different, but even like boxing or kickboxing, whatever it is. You know, for me, I love walking and I love lifting weights. I mean, those are two of my favorite things. So because I enjoy them, I look forward to doing them. Now, some days it's different, but I think, I mean, that's normal. Yeah, that's normal for everything, but the same with the food. Yeah. So I think it's great that you brought that up, because if you're continually trying to eat something that you really think is disgusting, it's not going to be something that you're going to hang in there with. And just because someone else eats some way, or you're following an influencer or a program, it doesn't mean that it's for you, you know?
Exactly.
We have to find what works for ourselves. So I love that you brought that up. So once you started doing that, did that end your cycle of the up and down and gaining it back? And was that what put you, you know, moving forward?
Yes, it definitely absolutely was. It was one of those things where I found, now the exercise that I was doing at the time was very HIIT related and very, there was some lifting involved, but a lot of it was a lot of cardio and things like that. I don't necessarily do that anymore as much, but at the time it was exactly what I needed. It was the right combination of things. It was the right programs. Also there was an accountability group that went along with the program that really, really helped. I find that myself, accountability is everything. Like if I don't have accountability, I'm just going to be like, well, I don't have to do it today because who's going to know, you know?
Yeah.
And then the next day it's like, it doesn't matter. 2 days, who cares? Not a big deal. And then before I know it, I haven't worked out in like a month and I feel, you know, horrible. So it's definitely something that helps for me personally. And I know a lot of other people too.
Yeah. Well, and the accountability piece is so big and it's not something that everybody needs. Some are just completely, disciplined in that they can go without having that. But it's also, you know, the keys where trainers and health coaches and everybody come in too, because that's what we do. We help hold accountable. And I know for me being held accountable is going to the gym, because when I try and do stuff at home, I'm just not near, like all of a sudden I find myself doing laundry and I'm like, wait, right. I was lifting weights a minute ago. You know,
I know. Or so, a kid needs something, anything else distracting, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's getting away from that. And I also love community. And we have a great community at our gym too. So that's another piece of it that makes me enjoy, you know, going. So, okay, tell me, is this then what led you to start thinking about, hey, maybe I want to be a personal trainer? I don't know what you were doing prior to, but what made you go, okay, I want to now take this a little step further?
So it's funny that you mentioned that, because when I lost all my weight that year, so I lost 50 pounds the first year, and the rest of it has come off very slowly, but most of it within the last year. But after I lost 50 pounds, the Bikini Body Mommy, she reached out to me and she asked, because she's a personal trainer, obviously, and she asked, so are you interested in becoming a personal trainer? And, you know, my youngest was 3 at the time, and I was a stay-at-home mom. So it's not like I could just ditch him and go do stuff. And I was like, this isn't the time in my life to do it. I don't have time right now, because I'm dealing with, you know, my other two were just in elementary school and there was a lot going on. So I was like, I don't know that I can do that. I don't know if I want to spend the time on that right now, because, you know, this is the time with my kids. It's the time, you know, it's the reason I stay home with them, so I can be with them, so I can help them learn, so I can help raise them the right way, you know, things like that. I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. And so I said, no, I'm not interested. Thank you though. And she said, oh, no problem. But I think you would be a good one if you wanted, because I, you know, in the accountability group, I ended up becoming kind of a hype girl, if you will. Like whenever somebody would say something, I'm like, yeah, you did. Good job, girl. You know, I was one of those people. And so she saw that and she said, you know, you'd probably be a good trainer if you wanted to. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know, but we'll see. And then this past year, I just put a few videos online because I wanted to be held accountable, because I was going on vacation and I wanted to be able to keep the accountability going. I wanted to keep the motivation going. So I decided to post some of my moves online, and people were like, oh my gosh, that is so awesome. Can you do more? And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then people said, oh, can you put some tips in there? How would you do this? How do you put your feet and everything? So I just started doing that. And then I think it was around the summertime that I was like, maybe I do want to do this. Like people are kind of responding to it and it seems really fun. And I think I might want to. So I signed up with NASM and I am in process of becoming a personal trainer right now. And hopefully I'll be a personal trainer soon. Fingers crossed.
So, yeah. It's a lot to study. I've done it too. Yes. And it's, it is a lot to study. There's a lot to it. And, well, I love that. I feel like she planted that seed for you. And then that just kind of grew by you posting some things and getting it out there and going, wow, well, people really do need this and they like what I'm doing. And I mean, share a little bit, because so this was last year. Is that 2023?
Okay. That's correct.
So, you started just picking up more and more on your social media? Is that what, I mean, because I do, I told you before we were on camera, I do love your page and I love the way you lay it out and how you're making it so easy. I think it's such a great place for, I was going to say women, but anyone to go and be able to see the moves and the form and the way that you spell it out for them, I think is fabulous.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's funny because it didn't start like that. It just started as me just exercising on camera and it just kind of blew up to me doing tutorials and, you know, how do you do moves properly? And I just want to say out loud, I do research the moves online first. I don't just bring them out of my head and you know, just say, hey, do this and do this. Like, it's not coming from nowhere. It's coming from research online. But yeah, I feel like the more people respond to it, the more people message me and say, thank you for doing this. This is very helpful because I didn't know how to do that. Or even people have messaged me saying, your tutorials have made me more comfortable going to the gym because I didn't know what I was doing before. But now I know what I'm doing because I also do, I have a few machines in my house. I do have a cable machine. I have a barbell. I have dumbbells. I have an easy bar. So I do a whole bunch of different stuff. And so I do stuff that people can do in the gym. And people were saying, that's amazing. I'm so happy that you did that because now I have the confidence to go to the gym and know what I'm doing. And that's just like the ultimate, like amazing.
Yeah. It is. Know? And because there's many times when I've even been there and some of the things that I'm doing, I'm like, you know, I need to pull up a video and kind of watch the form on that again and make sure I'm doing it right. So it is, it's so great when you have, you know, that kind of tool. But the other piece in there that I don't want to get lost in our conversation is that you are, I mean, you're already out there putting yourself out there doing all this when you don't, you're not even certified yet. Like you're working on that.
Correct.
And yes, I love that because I mean, why not? And it's like, you're not waiting for everything to fall in line or waiting till you get that certificate and waiting for it all to line up perfectly and you've got your logo or whatever you're going to do. You know, you're just like going for it. And I think that's something that's to be admired and hopefully will inspire the listeners that just because you're not fully where you're going, just keep going. Just keep, you know, keep working on it and working toward that goal. And I think that's great. I did the same thing with my podcast when I started. And I got so sick of just waiting and trying to make things perfect. And I'm like, I'm just going to start. And I haven't even gone back and listened to some of the first, but it's probably pretty bad. But I don't care. I'm here just to help and put a message out. And I know you're doing the same by trying to inspire and encourage and help women in their health journey by your story, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
And so, okay. So going forward from that, let's talk about, since then, you had some news that came to you. I think not long after you decided to be a trainer too. So I'll let you share what that story looked like.
Yes. So in July of 2023 is when I made the decision that I wanted to become a trainer and I signed up with NASM. And then through the rest of the summer, I was like, I'm just going to wait till September to start my studies because then my kids will be in school. I'll have time with a clear head because they're always in my ear, you know? and so I started my studies in September. And then at the end of September, I felt a lump and I went to my doctor for a normal physical, which I had already had scheduled, and lots of things happened right away. And I got a mammogram, I got a ultrasound, I got two biopsies, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the very beginning of October. So that's why I'm still going for my personal trainer certificate because it kind of got paused for a long time in there.
Yeah. Well, and that's some huge news right after you make a decision to do something. So what does that look like for you now? I mean, you know, now that we're 6 months or so down the road from that, and I know you've shared, you know, some on your Instagram too, and, about things going on. So just kind of share a little bit about what you're comfortable with and what that journey has been like for you.
Sure. So on my Instagram page, there's a little highlight bubble that says BCJ series. That's my breast cancer journey series with a ribbon on it. And I have been documenting this whole thing. I am not shy about sharing really anything. I think that the more information that's out there, the more helpful it is to people who are either going on their own journey or they know someone going on a journey and they're just curious what's going on in their brain, because a lot of people don't want to talk about it, which is totally normal because, you know, it's a very personal part of your life. But I had already started putting out exercise things, and I knew that as soon as I was diagnosed, I was going to have surgery. So I was going to have to pause on the exercise stuff, and things were going to be happening where I could keep it inside or I could share it on social media. And I decided to share it. So I've been sharing it since the very beginning, because when I was diagnosed, it was very difficult to find information, and it was very difficult to find a comprehensive, like I could find like a video here or a video there or whatever, but it was hard for me to find a journey, you know, the whole journey. So when I had questions, I had nobody to ask because, and I had nobody that had answers, because it's just, it's difficult to find the answer that you want, even from your doctor. That's difficult, which is so ridiculous, but you know, it's been very hard. But, in the beginning, I, you know, shared a whole bunch of stuff about my decisions that I was going to make about my surgery. And I have a bunch of mindset videos as well, because mindset is very important. It's so confusing. You know, cancer is a hard word to hear. And one day I was perfectly fine, and another day I was crying my eyes out, and then another day I was angry, and another day I was back to being like numb. And it was just... And I shared it all because I feel like people need to hear that. People need to understand that, like, it messes with your mind a lot, and not just your body, you know, also your body, obviously. So I had surgery in November, and then I have a blood disorder, and it caused a lot of complications after my surgery. So I ended up having another surgery in December. Because of the complications, there was a lot of bleeding complications that I was having. And, then my body would not heal. It wouldn't heal properly. And I was supposed to have radiation starting in January, and I couldn't because I wasn't healed yet. And my body was just kind of taking forever. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't end up starting, radiation until the middle of February. So everything was kind of stretched out longer than it should have been. Luckily, I found out I didn't need chemotherapy, which is amazing. I'm very, very lucky. I had invasive ductal carcinoma, by the way. That was the type of cancer that I had, which is the most common, apparently. And it is the most curable, as they say. That's what my surgeon told me, which, you know, made me feel better at the time. But it should have been a nice normal case, but my blood disorder kind of threw a whole bunch of complications at it. But I eventually started radiation, yay. And then I had 33 sessions, which is one of the longest sessions I've ever heard of. And last month I finished, finally. So that is kind of where I'm at right at the moment. And I'm feeling much better, thankfully, because radiation was a lot for me.
Yeah. And 33 treatments. That is a lot. Was that every day, or did they space that out?
Monday through Friday, every day for, it was 6.5 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. That is a lot. And I can't imagine the toll. Is it mainly with radiation? Is it more fatigue than anything for you?
For me, you know, it's funny because a lot of people have different symptoms. My skin was actually fine. Normally, skin burns. You can have peeling. You can have blisters. You can have a whole bunch of range of stuff. My skin was actually fine. And I ended up having fatigue, but not in the way you probably think. I had fatigue that made me not be able to remember a thing. Like, I would be talking to people and they'd be like, "We just talked about this." And I'm like, "Really?" I would miss turns on the highway that I take every day. I didn't put sugar in my mother's muffin recipe. I make my mother's muffin recipe every week. Didn't put sugar in it. I was like, oh, and that's when I knew this was like bad, you know?
Yeah.
So I lost my brain. I lost my brain entirely. And I'm just finally now getting it back. It's ridiculous how like silly that is. I wasn't super like tired as you would normally get with fatigue. But when I was telling them my symptoms, they're like, oh yeah, that's fatigue. That forgetting things, that's also fatigue. So it's just a different form.
Now, did you try to continue? I know you said you paused on the personal trainer for a while. Did you try to study during that time?
I did not. I didn't even try. I thought I had planned on it. So my thought was, when I knew I was going to be having surgery, I was like, okay, I'm going to be in recovery for a while. I'm not going to be able to do much. Maybe I can get some studying done. And it ended up being that I could do everything right away. I barely had any, I have a very high pain tolerance. For me, it wasn't too bad, honestly. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get up and walk around. Okay, I'm going to get up and maybe I can do some planks or something. And I didn't do too much at first because I wasn't really allowed, but I started moving right away. And it was something that I was so happy that I ended up doing because I've been able to keep up exercise and things like that this whole time, which is crazy. I really thought that I was going to have to pause on everything. And I was able to do almost everything except for think.
Well, and that's the thing with everybody's bodies, again, just goes hand in hand with all we're talking about is how different we all are and how different we are in when we have to have a procedure or in our exercise, our diet, lifestyle, whatever. We're all so different. And, following what someone does, just being aware if it's working for you. But I love that you documented the journey because I think it is so true. From my friends that have dealt with any kind of cancer or whatever, and when it's so overwhelming at first, like where do you go? Yeah. And I mean, Google, you get a million things, but to be able to watch someone's story and hear, what they were going through and what they looked like, even though it might not look exactly like your story, I know that's got to help so many people you do that. And I'm assuming, I know you will continue to do it as you walk through this. So when is there a point that they will declare you like cancer-free in remission, or is that already?
That is now, since radiation ended, because that's the end of my active treatment. They said that I'm a survivor now. And I recently went to see a medical oncologist and she said, just to let you know, you're cancer free, just letting you know. And I was like, what? Because, I don't feel any different. I don't feel any different than I did, in September when I had full on cancer. I don't feel any different. It's so strange that, all of a sudden one day you're a survivor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you have any symptoms other than finding the lump?
Absolutely none. No, it doesn't run in my family. I got genetic testing done. I don't have any genetic predisposition to it. But most people now don't. Yeah. Most people who are diagnosed, I can't remember statistics, so I'm not going to go there, but most people don't have a family history. They don't have a genetic component. They just develop breast cancer, and it's happening younger and younger lately. And I have so many friends that are so young, and I'm like, people will contact me and they're like 30 and I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Like, that is crazy. Like, I don't know what's going on, but like, there's something happening. You know what I mean?
You didn't used to hear that. Like, that was not a thing, especially with breast cancer. It just was not happening until a later age. And, what recommendations like that would you give to women out there since you've been walking through this? I admit wholeheartedly, I am not good at self-exams, and I have had a benign giant cyst removed from my breast years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I'm constantly, when I go in, I have to always, they always send me for ultrasounds. It's always extra, always checking. And you would think that would even make me, there's just something about, I don't know. Is it the maybe not wanting to know almost?
Yeah. I bet that's exactly it. I mean, you kind of forget about it when it's not happening. You forget about it. You embrace being normal. You embrace the regular life. You know what I mean? And I've had so many scans in the last 6 months that of course I haven't been checking because everyone else is checking for me at the moment.
Yeah.
But now I realize I have to start doing it again. And I'm like, oh, Well, okay. And there's a whole thing online that is called Feel It on the First. And it is the first of the month. Every month you do a self breast exam. And I think that is the best thing ever. It goes around every first of the month. And I share it on my stories every first of the month. And it's just Feel It on the First. Have you felt them today? You know, and that's the idea. So every month you just get a little reminder from social media to check your breasts and see if there's any abnormal things going on. And it's hard also to remember what they felt like last time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is difficult. You know, it's difficult to do. But, you know, some people also just have lumpy breasts and that's what they do. You know, it's hard. It's very difficult. It's way harder than it seems like it should be. Right.
Yeah, it really is. And I am that way. Very lumpy. And So the Feel It First, is that something that I can link in the show notes? Like, is it a website or is it a social media page? What is that?
That is a good question. It is a saying, and I don't know if it has any actual like site or anything like that attached to it, but it is a saying to Feel It on the First. So that is the thing that goes around. And it's just generally like memes, people, you know, sharing memes. I have one that I share every first. So it's just something, it's, you know, alliterative. So you can remember it.
I'm going to look it up and I'll include whatever I can in the show notes because I do.
Perfect.
I believe it's so important. And like you said, there are so many more women being diagnosed with no history, no, you know, obvious reason for it happening. So I think it would be great to include that and get people used to that and even sharing it on my page every month on the first. So it gets out there, you know?
Yeah.
So where are you then now, like today? I remember you were talking about some meds and like, how are you feeling? I know you said you don't feel any different than before. Is it affecting you in any other way? And also with your blood disorder and like meds and figuring all that out.
Yes, it's very complicated. So right now I am waiting to be put on hormonal therapy, which will be for 5 to 10 years. And we're trying to figure out which one would work best for me because there's two tracks that you can go. One is called tamoxifen and it's for people who are premenopausal like me. I'm not in perimenopause, menopause, anything. So that's generally what you would go on. However, that causes a side effect of that is blood clots, which is also what my blood disorder causes. So I may have to go on an aromatase inhibitor, which is the other way. But in order to do that, you have to put your ovaries to sleep and go into menopause. So it's a whole thing that I don't know which way we're going to go right this moment, but we will see. I also have another breast reconstruction coming up because all of my complications left me with some scars that are not the best. And my plastic surgeon this whole time has wanted to fix everything. So we're waiting until I think I have an appointment next week to discuss what we're going to do. And then later this year, at some point, I'll have another surgery to fix everything up.
Yeah. Wow. So still some things ahead in your walk with this, but I know, you know, the things that you're doing now are going to continue to encourage and inspire women. Even when you're hit with something so huge as cancer, that again, how you mentioned the mindset and you just wrapping your brain around that, believing in your healing and just really getting your mindset where it needs to be to know that this doesn't mean it's over. It's just, you know, it's a bump in my story, but it's a part of my story. And I always love the saying of, you know, from our pain comes our purpose. And I just see that so much in you and what you're doing too.
Thank you.
This purpose is unfolding. In front of you.
It's funny. In one of my videos, in one of my mindset videos, actually, I mentioned the fact that all anyone wanted to talk about was breast cancer and how I'm not breast cancer girl. But then at the end of the video, I started talking it out because these videos are therapy for me too. I started talking it out. And by the end of the video, I realized I kind of love being breast cancer girl because people are messaging me with their stories. People are wanting advice from me. People are wanting to share their story with me. And that is amazing. Like, yeah. I'm just a girl who works out in my basement. And people are just like sharing all of these life-altering things with me. And it's just amazing. And it makes me cry at the thought of it. And it's just, it's so, you know, purpose is a thing. And and I didn't want this to be my purpose ever. Obviously, nobody really wants this.
Yeah.
But I am, you know, happy with how it came out because I'm very honored to be able to share these stories with women.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you don't even know the ones that haven't reached out that you've helped too. You know, there's so many out there. And that's why I love sharing, you know, stories like yours on here is so there's that person out there listening that needed to hear what you had to say today. And it's exactly why I love doing what I'm doing too, is to put women out there like yourself that are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose and just making a difference and touching lives. And it's, you can tell the impact that like, that is what you want. That is your passion. And it is, it's beautiful. So what's next then? Tell us what's next in your journey. Not, I don't mean just your cancer. I mean, just what's next for Kelly as she's going down the road. And do you have any other, dreams and aspirations that you see coming down the road that you want to share?
Well, getting certified personal trainer. That is my next step. Hopefully I'll be able to do it by next month. I'll be able to finish the courses and I just can't wait to do it full time. You know, I have a client now. I have a few people that reached out to me that want to do it, but I'm like, I'm not certified. I can't just take on a lot of clients right now. But I have a practice client is what I call him. And he's a friend of mine and he knows that he's a practice client. So it's okay.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to be able to do that because this is a repeated thing. When I was going through weight loss, I wish I had somebody there as a mentor, somebody to guide me, somebody to help, like, cause I did Bikini Body Mommy's programs, but she had a whole bunch of people doing the programs. It wasn't a one-on-one thing, you know, and to be able to be that one-on-one for someone, that's just so amazing to be able to think that I could make a difference in somebody's life like that and help them turn themselves around, you know, help them find what they like, because that's a big passion of mine. You have to find what you like. And once you find what you like, that's a better way to stick with it, you know?
Yeah. And that's what, you know, the passion that you have for it, because you've walked down this road and your weight fluctuations and all the things that you went through along the way, it's created that passion in you that just makes you want for others to feel the same way, others to experience the same thing as you. And that's when you know you're doing what you were made and created to do is by all the things that you've said today. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. And I knew when I first saw you on Instagram, I knew I was just like, there's just something about her. And I know that I want to get to know her more and get her out there because there's just something about you. You have a sweet spirit about you. And just when you come on your Instagram page and you have your videos and I mean, you're beautiful as can be, but you're all,
oh my gosh, thank you.
There's just something about your smile, the way you come across. It's just, it's enjoyable. So I know you're going to be amazing at this and you're going to change lives because you already have, you know?
Thank you. Oh my gosh. That means so much. That's so kind. Thank you.
Oh, well, okay. So I always end these by asking, we've kind of talked a lot about it already, but what do you feel like you're doing that you're not letting your age be your cage, which means what's not holding you back or is not going to hold you back in the future? What do you feel like, you are not letting your age be your cage?
Life is short. Life can change in an instant. You know, life can change in a doctor's visit, and do it now. Do the things that you want to do. If you have a dream that you're like, you know what, when this happens, I'm going to do that. When this happens, like, you know, you're waiting for moments in your life to happen and you might not get there. And I know that's a bit morbid, but my mom passed away when she was 50, you know, like I have always had this, I want to do it now type of situation. Now, obviously, we discussed that I didn't become a personal trainer when my kids were young, because that was my purpose then.
Yeah.
But now that they're older, they can take care of themselves. And it's not really as, I don't want to say it's not as big a deal, but it's to now pursue me. And I can pursue my own passions and what I want to do in life. And I'm so happy I got that time with them. But it's time.
Yeah.
It's time. Life is short, you know?
Yeah. And that's, I love that. And we'll end on that too, because that is, goes back to what I said in the beginning about helping moms understand the season of life they're in and to be present and embrace and enjoy that, because that's what I tried to do. And that's why I've said I am doing more now in my 50s than I've ever done. But it's also because of the season I'm in, and I have the opportunity, and I have the time, and I'm able to do it. And so that's why I'm constantly trying new things, and it's fun and it's exciting. And it's also why I want to show women as you age, and that you don't have to give up on the dreams. You keep going, but don't put everything on hold, you know, do it, do what you can in the season that you're in. And so that's so awesome. But well, I'm so glad we got to chat today. It really has been a joy, and I can't wait to just continue following you. And I know I'm praying and believing in your ultimate healing, that you won't ever have to deal with this again, and that you're going to continue to just inspire women along the way. And anyone that hires you as a personal trainer will definitely be blessed by all that you're doing.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on, and I hope everything you're saying comes true. This is amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome. Before we go, is Instagram, is that the main, is that where I put in the show notes? Is that where everyone can find you?
Yes. I would go to Instagram. I have all the socials, but Instagram is where I stay mostly. So,
okay.
Yep.
It's Kelly_Pone_. Yeah,
yep.
I was trying to remember what it was. Okay, yeah. So I will put that in the show notes. And then just thank you so much for being here. I just I appreciate your time and sitting in the car, hanging out with me, just having a conversation. It's been great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. That is all we have this week. I will be back next week on Your Age Is Not Your Cage with Carla Allen. Thank you for joining me. See you next week. Bye-bye.